Hello.
This is Nagaland, a state in the far eastern corner of India. The hut-like construction in this picture is called a murung. A murung is like a meeting place for the village youth and is often used for various activities such as singing songs, teaching folk tales. It's a place where the youngsters are groomed into adults. Tribes in Nagaland tattoo their body to demonstrate their culture and war traditions. In Naga culture, every tattoo needs to be earned. Only a successful headhunter was allowed to tattoo his face and body. The tribes were headhunters in the real sense. They collected the skulls of their enemies. The Christians came in 1872, and gradually the traditions were replaced. The hottest chili in the world, Raja Mircha, is from the state of Nagaland. Raja means king, and Mircha means chili. Nagaland is one of the richest natural hotspots in the world. It is rich of minerals and oil. It is also called the Switzerland of the East and the land of festivals.
This is the beauty of Nagaland. But Nagaland is another side to it. Dark, depressing, and neglected. Can you imagine that more than 50% of the youth who are alcoholic are suffering with depression? I know that you might be wondering how such a beautiful state like Nagaland, what went wrong? In order to know that, you need to understand the history of Nagaland. The issues of unemployment, corruption, insurgency, and other social, economic, and political aspects pushed the people more towards into alcoholism. The moment we step out of my state, Nagaland, we feel rejected and neglected even from the other mainland Indians. Most of them does not know where the state of Nagaland exists. Or rather, they insult us by calling us Chinggis. As we reflect back at the history, the so-called Indian Armed Force, who were supposed to protect your own people, your own country, came to Nagaland in the 50s. They burned down the entire village again and again. They tortured the innocent people. They killed the innocent people. They raped women in front of their husbands, in front of the children, and they killed them. That is all the sad histories that we had. We were left helpless, even within the same territory. That is why the NNC, Naga National Council, formed to heal my state from my own people. As we look back today, the consequences are severe. Conflict, violence, death at very young age, isolated and neglected. I would like to share a story of my friend. One evening, I saw some people on the other side of the cliff screaming and chanting. I went towards them and I asked them what happened. And they said that your friend has just jumped off the cliff. It was dark. I brought a torchlight in my hand and I went down and searched for him. I screamed out his name again and again, but I had no answers. I found him half dead with blood all over his body, lying down. And I doubt that I will lose a friend of mine. I put him back. We walked up and we took him to the hospital. Do you know what he said to me? His friend said that you are useless. You are good for nothing. You are a drunkard. Get out of the house, his father said. And that is when he decided to go out and jump to end his life. He felt rejected. He felt isolated and he found no one to help him. And that is just one story among many youth in Nagaland. And that happened when I was serving as a priest. You know, there were many young people who came towards me saying that they are depressed. They want to give up alcohol. Please help me. And as a priest, what can I do? Pray for them. Or giving counseling. But it did not help for most of them. Some of them lost their life. And that is when I realized that I should do something. And therefore, I decided to step out of the priesthood and take an extra step, or rather an extra mile, to help my own people, my own friends. And that is where, when my project, Mosaic, comes in. And when addressing the issues, I realized that one size does not fit all. Therefore, we would like to deconstruct and reconstruct how to deal with them. We cannot put all the alcoholic person, all the depressed person in one box together and treat them equally. No. They have certain causes, issues, reasons, and what they can do in their life. And therefore, along with the experts and therapists, Mosaic will use sports, music, arts to help the people who are suffering within my state. I know it will be difficult, but there are already 7 of the youth who are alcoholic, who are willing to join me, and my first project is a football coaching team for the guys to help them, to motivate them. And we have 2 solutions in this. One, when they are engaged physically, they can overcome and it will boost up positive hormones. Second, when they are skilled, when they are trained well, they will realize that they can earn money while they play from different clubs. And that is how they get employment. I know that the small street, which was so beautiful, is torn apart into many pieces. It is very difficult for us to bring it back together again. But we, the Mosaic, would like to unite broken pieces, bring it together into one and make it beautiful again. And yes, Mosaic will turn obstacles into opportunities. Thank you.